New figures from the HSE today show 880,000 people have got their booster and third vaccines. This comes as the HSE pushes to get full capacity at some of its centres, some of which have experienced long queues. Cian McCormack joins us. Cian, you were at the Punchestown Vaccination Centre for Healthcare Worker Walk-ins yesterday. Was it busy?
Not really, Gavin. It wasn't the busiest of days. I didn't witness any queues there. When I was at Punchestown, it was open for a healthcare worker booster walk-ins. And the healthcare workers turning up in spec, and they seemed to be happy and relieved for two reasons. First, many of the people that I talked to had got COVID-19 in previous waves. And secondly, there's a nervousness about the new variant. I let HSE worker Sarah Walsh explain why she was excited about getting her booster yesterday.
I'm looking forward to getting my booster. I was hospitalised with COVID. I did a stint in ICU with COVID, and I will do absolutely anything to prevent getting COVID again.
How long were you in ICU?
I was in ICU for 8 days. I was in hospital for 3 weeks in total, and I was very, very sick. Felt like I was drowning in a swimming pool. That was the feeling. It was quite scary, and it was scary looking at people around me passing away and not being able to go and hold their hand or be with them either. I have one image that comes to my mind, and it was a male nurse who stood over me for a long time when I was really sick, and all I remember is had the sweat dripping out of his head in the PPE, and the amount of staff just rushing everywhere to try and help people. It was like a war zone.
When was that, Sarah?
That was back in February. It was quite traumatic, and especially as an employee myself, it was so difficult to see the staff working in that environment. I wanted to help them and I couldn't, and I was sick myself, and so many of the staff were sick themselves and working while they were sick, because it was at the peak of the wave back in January.
Did you always know you would leave ICU?
There was a moment where I thought, am I ever going to open my eyes if I close them? And I just had to believe I was going to get better, and I got better.
Have you a family?
I do, yeah. I have a lovely husband and a son, and my husband also had COVID while I had it. He only spent one night in hospital, thanks be to God. He's also a frontline worker, so we were out on the forefront of the battle, as I say. It's part of my journey, though. It's part of why I'm sitting here today getting my booster. It's part of the fight of COVID, and it's just driven me to really protect people as much as I can against this virus.
How do you feel about getting the booster now?
I'll get as many boosts as I need to keep my eyes open and keep going. And I'm just thankful that I had a full recovery. Not so many did. Family members of mine actually didn't recover and passed away so close to when I was sick as well. So it's I have to do it for them.
Sarah Walsh, one of the healthcare workers getting their booster at Punchestown yesterday. Cian, how do walk-ins work?
The HSE has scheduled appointments and then walk-ins for healthcare workers and 60 to 69-year-olds at the moment. So it advertises those walk-in sessions on its website, hse.ie. So, for example, later today, between 10 and 12 o'clock, the 60 to 69-year-old age group can just turn up at Punchestown for their boosters.
Now, earlier in the week, long queues and hours of waiting were reported at other walk-in vaccine booster centres. What's the HSE doing to try to ramp up capacity to meet that demand?
Yeah, well, it's trying to meet that demand. And a good example, Gavin, is actually Punchestown, because the HSE, it needs to increase the capacity by December 6th. That's its target at the moment. But it's finding that getting staff is a challenge. Here's Margaret McQuillan, the COVID lead for South Dublin, Kildare and West Wicklow.
So we're now ramping up again. We have 20 booths. We can go up to 25 booths. So very soon our target will go up to 9,000 a week from the 6th of December. And we're now scaling up our staffing to match that.
So to ramp up to your 100% level, which you're not at yet, do you have to hire people or bring people from a different part of the health service?
We have a number of people working on recruitment, and we hire through a number of agencies. We hire through word of mouth. We're trying not to pull from the health service, because as everybody knows, all parts of the health service need to stay working in order to facilitate people to remain healthy and to facilitate those who are already sick to get better. So we really try not to redeploy people.
Is it hard to get staff?
It is a challenge. I think all sites now are trying to ramp back up in their numbers, and all of us are facing the same challenges, and people are working really hard to get additional people on board. In that, we are doing well here at the moment, but we do need additional people.
Margaret McQuillan, head of the HSC Service for Health and Wellbeing and the COVID lead for South Dublin, Kildare and West Wicklow, ending that report by Cian McCormack.